Gabriel, if for some reason you were told you had a very high level of cholesterol, would you go on these new statins that they have, or would you do something else?
I would simply fast, which is the best way to clear out all these problems. And why? Because it resets the genetic expression of our genes. I have treated so many people now with fasting. We have a 10-day detox cleanse and a longer fast, and I am seeing such miracles that it's not a miracle. I realize it's not a miracle. But the fasting is the easiest, simplest way to clean out the arteries. And when I'm saying this is really important concept for people they probably haven't heard, what we eat feeds our genes. What it means is it actually turns on our genes. Now, I just shared a little bit, and it's in my book, Spiritual Nutrition, as well. There's a real technology. Again, it's a 20, 30 years of research. It's just kind of people don't know about it yet. Literally, if we eat a certain way, and I'm going to say that live food is one of the main things that turns on the genes, but eating less is probably the main thing, okay, whether it's live or cooked, doesn't matter, is you can actually turn on what we call the phenotypic expression, which is the kind of the way the genes express. So what researchers know is that after the age of 40, 75% of our health has nothing to do with our genetics. It has to do with our lifestyle, whether we meditate, the way we eat, how much sleep we get, and that controls the gene expression. Therefore, what I found is, for example, people with high blood pressure, within 1 week, I've had a person come in with 240 over 120, and in 5 days, their blood pressure goes to normal, taking off medications. Well, actually, this person wasn't on medication.
Oh, that's pretty dramatic.
But all I'm doing, it took me years to figure this out. You know, if you kind of got where I'm coming from, I'm this scientist. It's like, why is this happening? Why are people getting better? Okay? Until I got the understanding that what I was doing with the fasting is turning on the higher frequency, or what I would call phenotypic expression of the genes, bringing people back to normal. Because high blood pressure is one example of, let's say, a downgraded gene expression.
Now, how would you instruct the patient? Because, as a doctor, you're not going to tell them, stop taking your blood pressure pills right now. At the same time, you're trying to get it to go down naturally. So how do you handle that problem?
Well, I don't see it as a problem. I mean, it's a very good question. And basically, it's a person's option. But when I start, I say, look, this is my experience. This is my actual clinical experience. 95% of the people I see with high blood pressure, if they do this for a week, under supervision, of course, because we'll measure your blood pressure every day, when you stop your medications, by the end of a week, your blood pressure has a very good chance to reestablish at normal without medications. I just tell them that. Your choice. Here's my experience.
And those that try it and go by the rule and eat the right foods, generally what do you see?
I see, as I say, pretty exciting things. I'm going to tell you one incredibly interesting story,
okay,
live story. This is a lady from Mexico, because we see at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, we see people from over 78 different countries. So it's kind of an international center. Even though we're in Patagonia, Arizona, in the mountains, we're just 20 minutes from Mexican border. So this lady came from Mexico, but she had been in a hospital. She lived in Mexico for 5 years in Massachusetts, in Boston, okay, for mental problems. 5 years. When she came to me, she was so overweight and so toxic, she could barely function. I put her on extended fast, and by day 16, she looked like a new person. She actually fasted for 75 days.
75-day fast?
Yeah. Get
this, though. That's determination and willpower.
Yeah. But also, she was feeling really good. She left looking absolutely beautiful. I mean, she was like 26 years old, okay? She totally transformed as a person, off all medications, able to, when she came, she could barely walk 50 yards. You know, that's how toxic she was. She never went back to the hospital, never had to be on medications again, and she went back to Mexico and she's taking care of her father, and she's doing great. That's an example of upgrading the genetic expression. Her previous history had been one of drugs and very high living, let's say, let's put it that way, and she had downgraded her expression so that she was getting the least amount of neurotransmitter function. After being on this fast, and I'm telling you, she felt really good. I didn't have to work hard. Once we got past 2 weeks, she was so delighted because she was reborn.
Now, when you say fast, Gabriel, what are you talking about? Yeah. Vitamins and water? What is
no,
it?
No, I'm talking, I don't use water fast except in exceptional cases because it's a little bit dangerous. It's a green juice fast. In other words, greens. I don't use fruits because too much blood sugar variation. And that's what I mean, green juices from, you know, wheatgrass, cucumber, celery juice, like four juices a day. And we're kind of like a fasting mecca, both medical fast, but I want to say also spiritual fast, because we have a 9-day spiritual fast, 7 days of fasting and 2 days to come off, because the key to fasting, fool can fast, takes a wise person to come off. You need a day or two to come off under supervision. I see such blossoming of people because I've studied it now. I've been doing this since 1988. It takes about 1 week to make the transformation where your anti-aging genes turn on. That's a fast track to those.
How long does it take, Gabriel, before the hunger pains of food start go away?
About 2 days.
That's it?
Yeah. And also you go into what I call fasting metabolism. So you start burning fat. And there's some other secrets here. Now, this is not documented, but I'm just telling you my impression and some of input, is that it activates the stem cells. The fat releases where some of the stem cells are stored, and they start the whole rejuvenation youthing process.